Our next speaker is Jeff Chadwick. Jeff is chair of the Wealth Preservation Practice Group at Winstead PC and maintains offices in the Woodlands in Houston. Jeff focuses his practice on trust and estate planning for business owners and other high net worth individuals and families. He's board certified in estate planning and probate law, and he's also a fellow of the American College of Trust and Estate Counsel. He's going to speak on planning for clients who might have a taxable estate. Would you please welcome Jeff Chadwick?
Thank you. Well, it's an honor to be here this morning. It's funny, it's estate planning, elder law, and guardianship, so there's kind of like a Venn diagram, and I think I hit some of it, but definitely not all of it. There's an Ask the Expert panel, I think at what, 4:30 or something like that. I would just ask that you don't ask me anything about guardianship or elder law, necessarily, other than giving me business cards to refer that work out. But we're going to talk about a topic today that's kind of near and dear to my heart. It's something that I deal a lot with in my practice, and I think it's super topical for this year when we're in an election cycle and heading into 2025, 2026, when the Trump tax cuts are set to expire. And this is sort of a motto of mine that I found myself saying more and more when I meet with clients, and we go through what the tax laws are, and they ask me, like, well, what do you think is going to happen? And I just say, well, you know, it's pretty easy. You just got to tell me the day you're going to die, how much money you're going to have, and what the tax laws will be, and we're going to come up with a great plan. And that's about the level of chuckle that occurs in the meeting as well. But, it's hard, right? We don't know any of these things. We've got to do the best we can with what we have. And so we're going to dig in today on a number of things, just give you a little overview of what we're going to talk about. Just kind of give you a little background. Some of it's probably going to be, a lot of things you may already know in terms of the numbers themselves. But then we'll talk about how you kind of group clients into one of three categories based on where they are from a net worth perspective. We'll look at core estate planning alternatives. So how are you structuring wills, revocable trusts, your baseline documents, then get into some gifting alternatives. We've got time. I've got some kind of ethical kind of issues and remarks there, but not important enough to keep you from lunch, and we'll go from there. So feel free. We can break the glass. If someone wants to ask a question, please. We can make this as conversational as you would like it to be, or you can, type in the questions for later. So let's put things in perspective here. This is just, it's kind of remarkable. When you look back to 2000, the gift and the estate exemption was $675,000 a person. The tax rate on the excess was 55%. You go all the way to where we sit today, we're at $13.61 million per person. Tax rate's at 40%. So when you're talking to a married couple, at least today, you've got to have over $27.22 million to worry about estate tax. That is just a massive number, and when you look at kind of the statistics, there's just a dwindling number of people who are impacted by these much larger numbers. Surprisingly, though, still a lot of people. So what's sort of interesting, too, when you look at this, the inflation adjustment the last couple of years, I think, was more than what the entire estate exemption was in the year 2000. So kind of remarkable to think about. So what's going to happen? First of all, I think historically, a lot of us were more focused on avoiding estate tax. You want to avoid a 55% estate tax. You've got a $2 million life insurance policy with a married couple. You have an estate tax issue. As I mentioned, there's just less and less people who have that issue anymore. The paper that you guys have goes into some of the statistics, the number of the estate tax returns, the number of people with taxable estates, and it's just a really, really small number. So I think there's been a shift in focus for many of us. We need to be mindful of the income tax issues that we're dealing with. A lot of times, not necessarily in Texas, but other states, the total income tax effective rate can be a lot higher even than the estate tax rate.